It is Monday morning, and on Mondays, we like to talk with NHPR's Josh Rogers for this week's On the Political Front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Okay, Josh, Hillary Clinton made it official yesterday. She is running for president. Now, there's no shortage of coverage of that, you know, on our air here and, of course, everywhere else in the media. But I want to talk to you about what it will mean for New Hampshire.
You know, the safe answer is, of course, we'll see what it means. And based on what I've been told, which may or may not be true, the winner of the 2012 New Hampshire primary, or the 2008 New Hampshire primary, rather, won't be seen here for at least another week. The Clinton rollout, with its focus on what her video termed everyday Americans, and Clinton herself doesn't even appear in that video until more than it's halfway over, is intended to be slow and steady, like the van trip she's embarking on, I guess. And of the early voting states, New Hampshire is a place where the former Secretary of State probably isn't much worried about reintroducing herself, since the Hillary Clinton people know here is seemingly already pretty popular,
right.
And that's from the very top of the party. New Hampshire's top Democrats, Senator Jean Shaheen and Governor Maggie Hass and her big Hillary Clinton allies and others in the establishment are also pretty comfortable with her. And the specter of Hillary Clinton on the 2016 ticket and the presumed boost for all Democrats here is one reason why most everyone in New Hampshire politics expects Governor Maggie Hass to challenge Republican Kelly Ayotte for U.S. Senate in 2016. So the presumed stakes for a Hillary Clinton candidacy in New Hampshire is about more than the presidency. Whether all this ends up panning out well for Democrats may be another thing, but remember that the Democratic nominee has carried New Hampshire in 5 out of the last 6 presidential elections.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, again, talking much more about down ticket. But Hillary Clinton's not the only candidate with a surname familiar to voters here who's recently made things official. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, of course, was in Milford last week for a big rally.
Yes, Rand Paul was, and like Hillary Clinton, Rand Paul has the benefit and challenge of being what you could call a legacy candidate, and without doubt, Rand Paul will inherit plenty of supporters that his father, former Texas Congressman Ron Paul, earned during his runs here. And remember, Ron Paul did finish second to Mitt Romney here 4 years ago in the primary. But one thing that was also clear in Milford is that Rand Paul is trying very hard to look beyond his father's base of support. There was definitely plenty of talk about liberty, getting government to leave people alone, and defeating the, quote, Washington machine. There was also our numerous mentions of Ronald Reagan from the people who introed Rand Paul. And from Rand Paul himself, Rand Paul, after his speech, told reporters he sees New Hampshire as really a must-win.
Yeah, now Paul and just about every other Republican looking to run for president will be here over the weekend for an event in Nashua, the Republican Leadership Conference.
And most will be here before that, too. Tomorrow, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be at St. Anselm College. He's to deliver what's being billed as a major speech on entitlement reform. Christie hasn't been here all year. He's been sliding downhill in the polls for months, and plenty of Republicans in New Hampshire and nationally seem to think that if he's going to start climbing back into the top tier of Republicans, this trip to New Hampshire may be crucial. History would suggest he's still got a bit more time, but New Hampshire is on paper a state that Chris Christie will need to do well in. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, whose candidacy has probably made life harder for Christie, particularly among big money donors, will be back in the state later this week. It remains to be seen how much excitement Bush can generate among real grassroots activists. His first trip didn't include much interaction with those folks. And Marco Rubio, also of Florida, who's making his campaign official later this morning, is going to be here as well. And I'm really interested to see what activists make of him when they see him up close.
Those activists are expected to be out in force, of course, for this event in Nashua. And we'll be there as well, broadcasting live on Friday morning.
We will. And the event is apparently sold out. It would take a very committed activist to sit through every speech. We're talking about, you know, 15-plus candidates, but it is an option depending on the weather. And for the state party, this is a chance to make a little money.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That is Josh Rogers, NHBR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics. You can follow Josh on Twitter, by the way, at Josh Rogers, NHPR.